Okay, it's time to give away the prize for today. Get your lucky raffle number ready. Are you ready? This, of course, is for the Deluxe Shoe Caddy. Display your shoes in your closet without any muss or fuss. The Shoe Caddy, with a retail value of $39.99. Are you ready? Okay, here we go. This is exciting. Here we go. The winning number is 5 3 7 2 9 6 3 2 1 1 0 9 2 7 9 6 2 3 7 9 2 7 7 5 3. 8 2 9 6 2 3 3 1 7 2 9 3 2. No winners? All right. Tomorrow, we're going to add another prize. Good luck to you.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
7 6 2 9.
Whatever.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show. Seriously, this is great. Seriously, is it really? Wow.
Sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, whatever your liquid libation may be in the morning, and join us as we take a look at the world around us. As much as it's a pleasure to be with you, the pleasure is actually all yours. And now, here's your host, Ron Van Dam.
Thank you very much, Julie. Welcome to the program. I am indeed Ron Van Dam, and I'll be with you for the next half hour or so. Half an hour or so. Hope you're not doing anything. If you want to clean the house or something while I'm doing my little thing, help yourself. Polish your jewelry or something. I don't care. Unclog your toilet. I'm perfect for that. Everything's going to be great. If you're a little tired, you didn't sleep well last night, I'll put you to sleep within about 3 to 4 minutes, almost guaranteed. No problem whatsoever. Hi, how are you? My name is Ron. What is your name? Well, it sounds like an AA meeting, doesn't it? Hi, I'm Joey. Hi, Joey. I'm addicted to the internet.
Oh, no, Joey.
Yes, I have. I'm on Facebook all day, and I Google everything that passes through my brain, and I'm meeting people online, and I argue with people online, and I get into trouble online, and I pay my bills online, and I check my credit online, and I read my articles online, and I get my news from online, and my friends are all online. I have like 300 friends all online. I buy everything online. I eat online. I go to bed online. I do online. I check my things online. I order things online. I return things online. I get hacked online. I put all my information online. I expose myself online. I send pictures of my private parts online. I do everything online. Set up my appointments online. Listen to my music online. Everything online. Hi, Joey. Yeah, it's an addiction. It is. What's the weather tomorrow? I'll have to check online. I check everything online. Let me see what the sales are online. Let me see what time stores open online. Let me see what kind of food they have in the restaurant. Look at their menu online. Whole life is online. It's scary. Do you ever go out of the house? Why do I have to? My computer's inside. I can do everything online. I don't need to go out and do anything. Saved a lot of money on gas. I even buy my gas online. I fill up my gas tank online. Everything online. Go to my doctor online. I talk to my mates online. I see my family in Jerusalem online. I do everything online. I Skype, I Skap, I Skop, I Tweet, I Twat, I do everything online. Found a job online, got fired online. Everything's online. Made a reservation online. Cancel my reservation online. Set up my travel plans online. Book my airline online. Do everything online. What I don't do online, I do on my phone. which is online. Oh my God, this is awful. I'm just realizing what a horrible society this actually is. The President of the United States, quote unquote, the President of the United States, his main form of communication is online in 140 characters or less. He's one character. You don't need 140 of them. He's one big character. That's how he communicates online. Everything's online. You can pay your taxes online. You can vote online. Well, you can't vote online, but you'll be able to do so. The Russians can vote online. I don't know why we can't. They can vote online in this country, the Russians. I am being stalked. Yes, I am being stalked. But not by a fan. I'm being stalked by the American Heart Association. I hate to say it, but those sons of bitches, oh yeah, they will not leave me alone. They call me every evening without fail. It doesn't matter what time I'm eating dinner, as soon as I put the food on the fork and bring it to my mouth, the phone rings. And on my caller ID, it says American Heart Association. I have a conscience. Not a big one. Not a big one at all. Minute, but I have one. And the part that's still active says the American Heart Association. That's like an organization that is supposed to be wonderful. They take care of your heart. Now, the American Heart Association has never come out to my house and said, let me check your heart. It's a courtesy call. They don't do that. They want donations. They want you to donate so that they can do more research in solving some of the greatest heart problems of our time. And without fooling around, heart attacks, heart disease, leading cause of death amongst people who are like 120 years old. There's no question about it. And even younger. I know many families, someone has passed with a heart attack. It's a horrible thing. Donate. Here's the problem. I donated. Yes. Last year, I actually donated money to the American Heart Association. I thought I was doing something good. I thought that I was being a good person. It was my ticket to heaven. If there is such a place, I'm getting in. I already chose my seat, like in a movie theater. So I donate money. Wasn't a lot of money, wasn't a little bit of money, it was just the right amount of money. Sent them a check in the mail. They responded saying, thank you for your donation. Great, That was last year. For the past 2 weeks at least, I've been getting phone calls in the early evening from the American Heart Association. I picked up the phone about 2-3 weeks ago, and I said, hello. And there was no response for a good 15 seconds. I thought, oh my God, the telemarketer has just had a heart attack. How ironic. After 15 seconds, this lady gets on the phone with me and says, hi, I'm whatever her name is from the American Heart Association. We'd like to thank you for your donation. I said, you're welcome. No need to call. I did it because I wanted to. She said, would you be willing to do another donation for us this? I said, no, as you've properly stated at the beginning of this phone call after 15 seconds of silence, as you've stated, I already gave. I donated. I'm one of the people that actually did that. And I didn't say this to her, but I felt like saying, why don't you get on the phone and call somebody that hasn't donated yet? Why are you coming after me? Have I become a soft target because I donated? Have I done something nice for the American Heart Association and my payback is, you won't leave me alone now for the rest of my life. Hey, this guy paid something to us. Let's hit him up again. Oh my goodness, I'm feeling bad all of a sudden. The good feeling that I had about donating and giving is starting to melt away very quickly. Like the Wicked Witch in The Wizard of Oz, I'm melting. I didn't say any of this to the lady. I simply said, I already donated. Thank you. And I hung up on her. I don't know who she is. I don't know how large her family is, whether she's financially struggling or not. I just felt like hanging up on her, that's all. And I did. I don't think that's going to ruin my ticket to heaven, quote unquote. I'm not sure. Maybe my seat won't be as good, but I think I'm still going to go if there is such a journey planned for me. that was an ugly situation, and I felt bad that I had a little spat and I hung up on the American Heart Association. Somehow I equate the American Heart Association with the church. I don't know why. I guess goodness just overflows from those organizations, and when they contact me, I feel like I've been contacted by some type of deity or saint or something. I mean, who would say anything bad about the American Heart Association? Just hold on. It's coming. Two nights later, the phone rings again, just as I'm about to sit down and enjoy my spaghetti dinner, which, by the way, there's nothing more enjoyable than a spaghetti dinner. It's got that wonderful marinara sauce, shaved Parmesan cheese, and you got to get it fresh and then shave it yourself with a cheese grater. Oh, my goodness. It makes such a difference because the cheese just kind of melts a little bit on contact with the pasta and the sauce and just the right amount of meat in the meat sauce. It's heaven. And spaghetti is so much fun because you don't just eat it, you play with it. You don't put your hands in it and stuff like that and mush it up, but you take that fork and you twirl that spaghetti and then you take that twirl and you put it in your mouth with that. That's what forks were made for, twirling. And you put it in your mouth, and it's just like, wow, I want to eat this until I explode. And that's what I do. So I'm starting to enjoy my spaghetti dinner, a nice little salad on the side, you know. Don't really care for salads as much as I do spaghetti, but again, makes me feel good. Do little things in life that make me feel good, even though it's not really that tasty, but it's just the right thing to do. You got to have a salad with spaghetti. It's just like, you know, let's not be stupid here. Let's not have like a flour and water and no salad. You got to have some greens of some sort. I used to think any green was good with a meal. Even like mold, mold is green, but it starts to turn like grayish green and maybe that's not as healthy. So I'm enjoying my spaghetti dinner. The phone rings. I look at the caller ID. It says American Heart Association. My immediate response is, What the hell do they want now? Perhaps I wasn't clear last time. I picked up the phone. Nothing for 15 seconds. Nothing. Nothing. I hung up. If you can't say anything after I say hello within 15 seconds, then we're done. We're done. I'm not obligated to talk to you. There's no obligation here. Ladies and gentlemen, every other night for the past 2-3 weeks, I get a call, not like clockwork, but, you know, pretty much, from the American Heart Association. It says it on the caller ID. I pick up the phone. There's nobody there. And I hang up. Now I'm pissed. Now we're at the level where the American Heart Association is stalking me. And here's what angers me. I did something out of the kindness of my heart, using that word again, heart. And as payback for donating to their association, they will now not leave me alone. They will not leave me alone until I do this again. And I'm not going to do it again. I wouldn't say I hate the American Heart Association, but I never want to hear from them again. I will never donate to them again. This sounds horrible. It makes me sound like a horrible person, but I told you the backstory. And the problem is, once you engage in business with any organization or any faction, that gives them the right to call you anytime they wish. This do not call list doesn't apply to them now. I've had a connection with them. I've done business with them. I've given them permission, not given them permission to call me, but given them permission to engage in my life. Well, no more American Heart Association. You people are done with me. You can call all you want. I'm not answering the phone unless you get another phone number and trick me. Now, I really want to tell them off, and the polite thing to do would be to wait more than 15 seconds when they do call me, and they will, and hopefully get somebody on the phone, hopefully not the same lady I hung up on. And when they answer the phone, they say, "Mr. Van Dam," and I will say, "Yes, please take me off of your list. I do not want any more phone calls from the American Heart Association." And they will respond by saying, "Is there a problem?" And I'll say, "Yes, I've donated. You people call me every other night. Do not call me anymore. Respectfully, thank you." "Okay, Mr. Van Dam, we'll take you off the list." But I know what's going to happen. I already know what's going to happen. 2 nights later, there'll be a phone call, and it'll be from the American Heart Association. It won't stop. It will never stop. It will go on the rest of my born days. Because I donated, because I gave of myself to a charity. Ladies and gentlemen, I think you'll find that this is the case with most every charity there is. Once you begin giving, they will be on your ass at least once a year to give again. Some charities have even called after I made a small donation and have had the nerve to say, "Can we set up a monthly situation? You give us your checking account number or your credit card number, and we will automatically take out $20 a month. That would be a donation equivalent of $240. My response would be, "You serious? I'm not giving you my credit card number, nor my bank account number. You're preying on the people, the very people that helped you out. You're turning your donators into victims. And I know that's how you view me, because I'm not stupid." So American Heart Association and all you donating places like that, I'm done. You've taught me a valuable lesson. Don't be nice, because nice people finish way last and get a lot of telemarketing phone calls. So, no. Sorry. Didn't work out. Have a nice day.
Have you ever wondered how Ron Van Dam manages to sound so damn sexy podcast after podcast after podcast? It's simple. No pants. Ever. Pants are for suckers. You are listening to The Ron Van Dam Show. Pants-free podcasting at its finest.
Hi, Connie. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm great. Connie Harshaw joins us. She's the first elected president of the Potomac Valley Section and lifetime member of the National Council of Negro Women. And we're talking to her about an event that's taking place this weekend at America's Historic First Baptist Church. Where is the church?
The church is in Williamsburg, Virginia, Colonial Williamsburg.
Which has great significance to 1776, as I understand. Now, the Freedom Bell is going to ring. Now, why is that significant?
Well, that's significant because the symbolism, as you know, when the slaves were freed by President Lincoln, we didn't have cell phones and text messages, so the way that the word got out was, the way that the word got out was the ringing of the bell. And that sound went across the nation to let people know of the freedom of the slaves. So the bell that was purchased by the church, which was organized in 1776, sat silent for many years until 2016, when Colonial Williamsburg assisted with the restoration of the bell, which was later transported to Washington, D.C., and President Obama rang the bell to open the African American Museum of History and Culture.
Wow.
The bell has been brought home, and so we've had 4,000 visitors come to our church, which is in the Colonial Williamsburg area, and ring the bell.
Wow.
And for signs of freedom. The symbolism is just overwhelming.
Is this, by chance, the original bell that sat there that exact year?
The bell was actually purchased by the Women's Auxiliary in 1800s. So it is that bell.
All right. Okay. Well, that's long ago, nonetheless.
Yes.
I would say yes. Okay. And why at that particular hour? That is the actual time that the bell was rung for that purpose.
Well, the reason why we're doing it this Sunday is, as you know, this is the final Sunday in Black History Month, in the month of February. So we thought, you know, with everything that's going on in the nation right now, the racial divisiveness, the way that the country is viewed, we thought it's time for us to step up and do something positive.
Right.
Our pastor of First Baptist Church has been working for the last year to desegregate the most segregated time in our country, which is the 11 o'clock worship service. We all, you know, we worship the same God, but we all go to our different houses of worship different on Sunday. So we have been working with other churches in Williamsburg, Virginia to be the guest in their pulpit and have them come to our church.
Good.
And so we're going to continue that this Sunday, and we thought, yes, it's Black History Month, but Black history is American history. So with that perspective, we've invited folks, young and old, black and white, red, everyone into our church as a symbol that we are a unified country, and this divisiveness is not acceptable.
It's not. And, you know, sometimes I wonder why there isn't more outspokenness about what we've been going through here in our recent past, this prior year, and such. It bothers me that this is not so pronounced.
It bothers a lot of us, and when we are in worship service, we have, again, the fortunate, you know, being fortunate enough to have people come from all over the world to visit Colonial Williamsburg, and they come in to our worship service.
Good.
And we
okay,
we take this as an opportunity to show them that everything that they see in the media, you know, the media is going to, you know, they're going to show you what they want, but we want you to know that in addition to what's going on in Charlottesville, there's something going on in Williamsburg as well.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, there's no question about it. And it is a time for people to speak up and to make this known. I'm glad that this is, that these are being planned. I wish it was more recognized, but I'm glad you're here to talk about this today. So is this going to be an annual situation?
Well, you know what? It is normally the observation, you know, the observance of Black History Month.
Well, that
is,
yes.
And my position is, of course, my position is that if Black History is, in fact, American history, then we don't want to limit it to just the 1 month in February.
Mm-hmm.
So with this bell and the symbolism, we are establishing a foundation to educate and inform our partners, our community partners in the world, about the fact that our doors are open always to come in and to look at the artifacts, enjoy the experience, ring the bell, either virtually or in person. We've had 7 million people go online and ring the bell, and 4,000 to visit. So we want to expand the understanding of dealing with the racial issues, the apparent divisiveness in the country, and also letting people, giving them some hope.
Very good. Good message. And this is taking place actually this Sunday, is that correct? Yes.
Yes, it is.
Yes. Okay. Is there some way that we can watch this on television or share in it?
Well, we are hoping to have a media presence, and if we don't, we will make sure that we have it filmed and up on our website afterwards. But we're hoping that this will not be the last time.
Yes.
So you will, I'm hoping, invite us back next time to talk to you about our work with the foundation and
Absolutely.
Where it's going, and our ability and, you know, to try to spread a positive message about this country and the people in this country.
You're invited at any time because, my God, that's what it's all about. I can't think of what it could be more about living here. Let's give me the website so we can visit, please.
The website is First Baptist Church, 1776.org. And then the Let Freedom Ring, which is a compelling site to read, it's the Let Freedom Ring Challenge.com. So if you go on, you can read the experiences of the 7 million people that have rang the bell.
Mm-hmm, great. Thanks for the conversation. Congrats on your position, by the way. And it's been a pleasure speaking to you, and let's stay in touch.
Thank you, Lon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
That will end the festivities for today. They have been raucous and incredible. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. I really do, because it's important to me. When you're well-rested, you can join me again on Monday for another one of these verbal adventures. Okay? Good? Are we good? I mean, I want to make sure before I leave that we're good. We are? Okay, good. Then I will leave at this point. Goodbye now. I wish you peace.